as Bob Fosse used to say, showtime.
Ooh.
G'day, it's Cliff, and if you believe in destiny, you will realise Ruva Negwenya was absolutely born to star as Tina Turner one day. From a high school production where she sang River Deep, Mountain High, the die was cast from that moment. And the production of Tina the Musical is an absolute must-see at Crown in Perth. Get your tickets or you're going to miss something very, very special. And the star of the show is with me, Ruva Negwenya. Hi, hi, hi.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. And if I can get my Tennessee persona, I was there for opening night. And girl, you are bringing it.
Oh, thank you so much.
How did this part come to you?
This was a long journey of auditions. You know, we all got the poster, the brief saying Tina Turner, the musical, is coming to town. So to just submit and yourself and to come in and sing a song. And that was really it, just a normal audition like any other. But once the audition process was underway and I kept progressing to the next round, did I realise that I was really in for quite the roller coaster. I've never had a more challenging audition process in my life, from the dancing to the singing and all those massive Tina songs. And the acting even really challenged me because, as you know, Tina's story is a big story. Mm-hmm. So it was very, very challenging. I almost felt like I was in uni doing a course while I was auditioning for this show because I was growing so much as a performer.
Yeah, and I read that there were like 12 steps for your audition process, but this wasn't new to you. You'd been on stage for a long time, Idol, your own recordings, and suddenly they say, we want you to audition for the main role in this. Now, I was thinking about this last night, having seen opening night, I would imagine if you can't pull off River Deep, Mountain High, and if you can't pull off especially Proud Mary and that other little Nutbush thing as well, which is, relatively big hit, then you're shot. What was it, do you think, that got you across the line?
That's a great question. I think that my singing and my ability to connect with the music in a way similar to how Tina's story, entailed. And I walked in there very, unsure and a bit more on the humble side of what it meant to be a lead in a show. And I just sang those songs from my heart and how I genuinely feel them and how they come across for me. And what tends to happen to me is when I'm singing, joy overtakes. And I really do transform. No matter what mood or feeling I'm in, I can really transform into something else when I start to sing music that I really connect with. And I was told by the panel that they felt that in my auditions. And it was very much, I was showcasing what Tina says in her books, how she felt when she was in Nutbush singing as a child, and what it meant for her to be a musician and get out there and transform into a performer and just fulfilled with joy and passion. So I feel like that's the main thing. It's not something you can teach. It's not something that you can really tell someone how to do. You either kind of have it or you don't. So I like to think that that's why I was given the best role on the planet to play Tina Turner.
And now I would like you to replay the instant when the panel told you, yes, Ruva, you are going to be Tina Turner. Over to you in your own time.
Oh my God, are you serious? I literally started crying.
I can imagine.
At first, I was trying to keep it cool, but that's the last time I cried, like, with tears and everything. And I was in the middle of a shopping center when I got the phone call. So that was, the people in the shopping center were looking at me like, is she okay? Or
run up and give you a support hug or something, yeah.
Yeah, one man came up to me with his trolley and said, congratulations.
that is so sweet. Tell me, Ruva, what was it that scared you the most, and what was it, what is it now that excites you the most about this role?
What scared me the most was, the whole thing is quite scary, to be honest, to tell such a mammoth story. It's a very, very challenging task to do. Not only is obviously the singing is tough, she had a big voice and her songs are really challenging even for the best of singers. But the story as well was quite challenging and something that I really had to dig deep to find my truth in it. And you have to get a bit uncomfortable to be able to tell the story with justice and to tell it truthfully. So that was very scary. I felt like, oh, have I bitten off more than I can chew by taking on this role? Am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to sing these songs every day over and over again? Mm. There's all these fears because it's just such a challenging role. But what excites me about it is seeing myself conquer those fears and deliver and be able to do it. And it's almost like an exercise of self-actualization. What am I able to do? I didn't know I was capable of singing Proud Mary over and over again all week long and spinning around on stage to the point of exhaustion, but get to the end of it with joy and happiness. Mm. I didn't know I was able to do that. So the excitement is in the growth of me as a performer, and it's also in what I'm giving to perform it to people who come and watch the show. The joy and the fun and the feedback that I get, there's nothing quite like it. I feel like I'm really in my purpose doing the show.
Can I ask you an acting question, Ruva? This is probably just going to be for the podcast. The very first play that I did, I was playing a young guy who badmouths back to his dad and gets slapped. Mm. Now, we tried it and tried it and tried it, and we couldn't make it look real. And I eventually said to the guy, you're just going to have to hit me. He was a big fireman, and we did that. But every night I thought, okay, this is going to come. He's going to hit me. I hope it's not too hard. This time the reaction from the audience was absolutely amazing. But it was there in the back of my mind. And my question to you as an actress is, there's some violence in this show. Now, you're obviously not getting hit.
And
it works really well. However, the illusion is there of you getting hit. And that even in your guts is hard. Can you disassociate yourself in that moment, or do you just have to go with it?
In that moment, I don't disassociate. I reckon I'm there. In that moment, I'm there, and we're telling a story, but I'm no longer Ruva. So I think that's where the delineation is. When I'm on stage and I step on as Tina, I am Tina from the beginning to the end, and I'm invested in Tina and her story and her journey. And so, yes, I am being hit, and yes, it feels traumatic. And it's quite interesting because your body does have those reactions. It's similar. It's a simulated environment, but it does have the reactions as if it were so. So, you know, the heart rate does increase. Mm. You do feel your breath deepen. You know, we can even be a bit shaky, and it all adds to the drama of the performance. But the disassociation happens when I step off stage at the end of a performance. Mm. And I'm very clear to make that change. I am not Tina Turner. I'm Ruva Nguyenya. And I am not experiencing those things. It is a job and it is a role. And I think the word for it is called de-rolling. Mm. And that's probably more of my strategy. But when I'm out there, I don't disassociate. And also, I have a very good trust and bond with my partner, Tim Omaji, out there. So the safety is there, and feel quite comfortable to go there with him and explore those scenes in different ways, because, you know, it can come out and manifest different ways every night. Mm. And it's a very safe environment to do that. Mm. I can imagine if that was with a total stranger, it would probably be difficult and it would be a different kind of conversation and journey. But with Tim, we go there and we don't hold back. But at the end of the night, we're holding hands and smiling and really happy. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm good.
The bows were uplifting as well. I got to say, this musical is a bit more like a play with a whole bunch of songs in. I don't know if that makes sense, but that was kind of the way that I saw it. It is not all sweetness, light and chim chim cheree. And one of the things that struck me that I haven't seen too much at all in a stage show was the audience reaction, because the first time that Ike, Tim Omaji, playing Ike Turner, hits you, the audience reaction was like, ugh! And then later on, when Tina fights back, there was someone there behind me and someone down there and someone down there going, yeah! And then there's another scene when Tina, I think the line is, and excuse me if I mangle this, I think the line is, I'm not going to be a puppet anymore. And someone else yelled out, yes! Is that common?
It is actually. It's a very common point in the show where people really exclaim. I think that the show, there's so much tension, and we force the audience to sit in a lot of tension for a while before they get released.
Mm.
So hearing that, if you can hear where they're at in the show and where what people need, and they need that release. They need Tina to really find her voice, find her strength, and to overcome. And so when we hear that, we're like, oh, yeah, bear with us. It's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really nice. To me, it's like indicates that they're really on board and they're really listening to the story and they're with me.
Yeah, invested in the story. A lot of people know Tina Turner's story, and I think, you know, all of the people who go to see this musical will know the ups, the downs, and the dreadful things that happened with this lady. And you're the star. You're the lead in this show. So is that a different feeling? Because, I mean, you did Lion King and you did We Will Rock You, they're big roles as well. But when you're the star, is that different?
It is so different. It's a different world. It's a completely different world. The show is just, without it sounding bad, it just means so much more.
Mm.
The stakes are a lot higher, and the payoff for the hard work is also a lot higher. So sometimes in shows, you know, you work hard, but at the end of the day, people are there to see the star, or they're there for that story, you know, and that lead role. And so with Tina, the work is incredibly difficult. It's quite one of the most challenging shows I've ever done, but never in my life have I had quite the payoff, quite the feeling of satisfaction and responsibility and ownership over a role and a story, and being in the driver's seat of telling such an incredible story. It's not, being a lead, there's not anything quite like it. So this goes down as the best gig of my life, to be honest.
And once you've been a lead, is it the case that you ain't going back to the chorus again? Oh, no, you've gone up. Is that the case?
I mean, look, each to their own. I'm not, like, you never say never. And you don't know what's out there. You don't know what the future holds for you. So all you can do is be grateful for the opportunities that you have and where you end up and where you evolve. I would love to keep pushing. You know, I want to keep challenging myself. And I think that once you've conquered a role like Tina, it could be not as challenging to go back to an ensemble role.
Mm.
So for that reason mainly, I think I wouldn't enjoy it as much because I've already pushed a boundary. It's like I've reached a new level of what I can achieve. And so, yeah, look, I don't know. But you never say never. You just go. Well, I mean, this is showbiz, right?
Yes, exactly. And are you the showbiz tragic that goes, I'm never going to work again?
Yeah, during COVID, I remember, like, breaking down completely. I thought it was all over for me.
Mm. Well, you could always go back to netball.
No, I'm not doing that.
Let's not do that. And also, see, people may not realise that there is, and I wonder if this is the same with you, and I hope it's not the same too badly with this production, that there's a grieving process. Once the last curtain comes down, that group is never going to be together again as one. Do you go through that?
Yeah, everyone does. It's very sad, actually, because the people that you work with over those years, they become your family because you're on tour, you're in foreign cities that you don't know anyone in. You really create that family community within the show. And then after the last show, just bang, it's over. And that group will never be together again. You will cross paths with others in other shows and other events. But to have that entire family, that entire cast and crew together in one space will not happen again. So it can be quite jarring. When I first started in the industry, I didn't realise how much it would hit me when the show ended and I'd moved on. I was back in Melbourne. And I was like, oh, wow, I'm never going to really see so-and-so again because they live in Brazil, you know? Like, it really hit me. It hit me a bit late. So now I prepare for it and make sure that you enjoy each moment that you have with people, but appreciate that it is a moment in time.
Mm.
And so you take with that as you will, and you nurture the relationships you do have in your life while you are on tour, because, you know, tour doesn't last forever. But also enjoy the moments that you are on tour and really make the most of them.
You have Zimbabwean heritage. Is it the dumb thing for a young lady to sing and dance and want to be a star in public? How did that go down when you said, hey, Mum, hey, Dad, I want to go on stage?
Well, I would say, like, my parents were quite progressive in that my mum came to Australia in the late 80s, no, the early 80s, and she really made something of herself. And she is an academic. She's a lawyer now. And most of my family is, my extended family is. However, my parents were more in the mindset of, you know, go to uni, get, like, an education, but do something that you are good at. And they identified that I did have a raw talent in music, and so they nurtured that. I still had to go to uni. I went to Victorian College of the Arts, secondary school, and VCA uni doing music, Bachelor of Music Performance. But they nurtured the gift, and they were really on board with it. I do know that, you know, it's not really that common to have a lot of Zimbabwean musicians and artists, because they tend to push them down to nurse, across to nursing and law and science and all that. But I was lucky that my parents nurtured a gift that I had, and I wouldn't really be where I am now if it wasn't for them and that support.
I tell you one rather interesting thing that struck me when I was there for opening night on Saturday a week or so ago at Crown. Roger Davies, who was the longtime manager for Tina Turner, also is the manager for Pink. And both of you were in Perth on that same night. Roger Davies managed a little band called Sherbet back in the days, and he's looked on as one of the best managers in the business, best ever. Have you had anything to do with him around this production?
No, actually, I haven't. I haven't at all, to be honest. Really, I didn't even know that he was in town. But then a few of us cast connected the dots that he's Pink's manager, so he might be in town. But no, I haven't heard from him. And I'm not sure, you know, with Tina's passing and how all of that works with him, you know, people grieve differently, and that is a huge journey in his life, and I'm sure he has connected with the show in the past. We are a reiteration of the show, so I'm not sure what that story looks like for him.
Yeah, it's an amazing success story for a bloke from down under when, you know, most people back in the 70s couldn't find Australia on a map. Well, he did pretty well.
He did amazing.
I saw Tina Turner three times. I saw her twice in a week in the 93-94 show, I think it was. But I saw her in Perth back in about 1977. She was absolute dynamite. Just, you know, and if I can say it, she was sex on legs. She was sensual. And the power that this woman had was quite amazing. Can I just, in finishing here, Ruva, say to you, a test. When you think of Tina Turner, give me five words that spring to your mind.
Fierce, sexy, spiritual, musical. Oh, what's the last one? Is it hard? Entertaining.
And a survivor. Yeah. A survivor as well. Yeah. I mean, it would have been easy for her
to... Did I say strong? Was that my first one?
I don't know. But yeah, we'll put that in there.
It was so strong in there.
Yeah. Yeah, she was a survivor. Yeah. And, you know, and she got to that point where she's going, no, 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 I don't want $1 million advance. I want $2 million advance. That's what she did. And she got there. Oh, my God, it must be absolute joy for you to stand in the wings before that first scene. And the way they finish it off is amazing. Ruva Ngwenya, thank you so much for a whole bunch of time today. It has been a joy and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. And you must go and see Tina the Musical. It's on for another couple of weeks at Crown in Perth. It's Cliff on Triple M. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I've got another call coming in.
Yes,
I'd
better go. I was looking at the clock and going, oh, God, I've taken too much time. Ruva, mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.